Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Preview brought to you by William Hill ahead of Tuesday's action from Clonmel. We're also racing domestically at Ayr, Fosslass and Suddle, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio with Dave Kellner, Ollie Pimlott and John Babb in the studio. But as I mentioned, we're looking ahead to the Clonmel card on Tuesday afternoon in this preview. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the line as ever to offer his thoughts on the card is Andy Holding. How are you today, Andy?
I'm good, mate, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad, Andy. It's a decent-looking card from Clonmel today. The 2.35 in particular looks to be a really good race.
That's a belter, isn't it? Yeah, easily the best race of the day. I think we've won it. There'll be one or two Cheltenham Festival clues coming out of that race as well, particularly Roy de France, who won well last time out. He's been into following the hoofprints of Don Polly, who took this race last year before of course, going on to claim glory in the Martin Pipe at the Cheltenham Festival. So, yeah, it's not a bad little day today at Clonmel. Plenty of runners, so... should be a good watch.
Yeah, it certainly is. As you mentioned, some big fields along the way. We'll start with one of those big fields then at 1.35, the first of the seven races of the day from Clonmel. This one, a maiden hurdle, ran over the extended two-mile trip. 20 of them line up to contest this. I Knew Well is the 6-4 favourite this morning. Master Appeal is 3-1, 7-2 for Argentino. Shake It Up is an 8-1 shot. It's 10s for Factfile and 12s bar those. I Knew Well has a string of twos next to his name, second on his last three starts. Is today the day he gets his nose in front, or can you see something else in the field?
Yeah, it looks an ideal opportunity here for I Knew Well. Certainly sets a reasonable standard based on his 3 seconds. I just think he's been a bit unlucky, Sam, rather than there's anything ungenuine about him. He started off his career over hurdles, finishing second behind the short price favourite here at this track over the course and distance behind Sir Abbott. That was back in October. There was a decent run, by the way, from Master Appeal in that race. We'll get onto him in a second. He then chased home Measure of My Dreams, who has won a couple of races subsequently at Wexford. And he didn't do a great deal wrong the other day. He came up against a horse in the first time, Hud, called Colluta Sarah. That was over the Christmas period. And he just couldn't quite see off that horse in the latter stages, having looked the most likely winner throughout the majority of the race. Certainly thought that day the 2.5 miles just slightly stretched him, so dropping back to 2 miles, and certainly going back to the scene of that Clonmel second behind Sir Abbott, he holds every chance here of finally getting off the mark. And he is a selection ahead of Master Appeal, as I mentioned early on, who ran an encouraging race first time up in the race that I Knew Well was second in. And interestingly, he comes from the stable buoyed by Carnliford Lock's success, of course, in the Hennessy on Sunday, that of the John Cliley stable. I thought it looked between the two. Didn't really like the Willie Mullinsaw's Argentina. I don't think he's shown enough yet to suggest he's going to be troubling the judge. So I'll go with I Knew Well. Hopefully favourite backers can get off to a good start.
Okay, I Knew Well in the first for Andy then, available this morning at 6-4. The next race on the card then comes at 2:05. Another maiden hurdle over the extended 2 miles, and Dalmatia leads the market here at 6-4. It's 5-2 for What Lies Ahead. I Am Told I Am Grand is 7-1. It's 7-1 for Molly Connors, 8-1 Blazing West, 8-1 Isabel's Princess, and 14s bar those. Another maiden hurdle with a big field here, Andy.
Yeah, again, another one, as you said, with large numbers, better on quantity than quality. But I think this one's a little bit more wide open than the first race. I didn't think there was a great deal of depth in the opening main hurdle, but this main hurdle, probably you could fancy 6 or 7 horses. Dalmatia, I certainly think, is a worthy favourite. Trained by Edward Harty, of course, has been in good form of late, sorted out one for that yard, Anne McCoy, of course, at Leopardstown on Sunday. And at that track, she made a really good debut. Several weeks ago when she was third behind Gladiator King and Prince of Scars. And during that race, it looked a little bit of a mismatch, to be honest. She looked a much smaller diminutive model than those chasing types that she was up against, the proper National Hunt horses. And this horse off the flat, of course, in England, was having her first run. And although she was dwarfed in size and stature, she certainly made up for it with a real game effort and keeping on very stoutly in the latter stages, having got outpaced around in the home turn. I like the way she tried all the way to the line, ran right the way through to the line, and she looks an out-and-out stayer, receiving all the allowances as a four-year-old as well. She's got every chance here of taking this race, at the main expense probably of What Lies Ahead. The only trouble with that horse hasn't run for quite a while. been off the track for 165 days, so it remains to be seen whether Billy McCreary's charges, fitness, self, fit enough to do herself justice after that small delay. The each-way horse at a bigger price looks to be Blazing West, a horse who's finished in the frame on a few occasions and comes here via a good run the other day at Fairy House in a maiden hurdle won by Art Nora. That time of that race was quite good. And for those seeking solace in a much bigger price, that one could be worth a few quid each way. But I'll go with Dalmatia. I like what I saw at Leopardstown. And this doesn't look an overly strong race either.
OK, fair enough then. We'll move on to the big race of the day from Clonmel at 2.35. The Grade 3 Shorehall Mercedes-Benz Novice Hurdle. 2 miles, 6 furlongs of the trip in this one. And Roy de France leads the market at 2-1. It's 130 for Corto Grand Mogul. Measure of My Dreams is 4-1. 9-1 for Fine Article. 10-1 Fletcher. 12s Bardo. Shaping up to be a really good race here, Andy. A lot of quality on offer in the race. How do you see it going?
Yeah, this is a really good race. I can't call it any other way but say that. I think, you know, we'll see horses coming out of this race further down the line and make it up into useful animals over the next few years. So certainly is worth keeping on this race at Clonmel this afternoon. I'll start off by mentioning my best bet on the card, and it has to be this Roy de France. I mentioned this horse on a podcast previously. I think it was the race that was when I was covering Venetia de May's race at Thurles several days ago, and I mentioned that the horse that beat that Venetia de May, Roy de France, is a useful one in the making. I actually said on that very podcast that this horse could actually follow in the footsteps of Don Polly and go straight to the Cheltenham Festival, perhaps, and end up running in one of the handicaps, because that's exactly what Don Polly did last year, of course, stab a companion to this individual. They're both by polyglot as well, so they have a bit of symmetry there as well. And I really love the way this horse battled on and beat Venetia de May the other day. I've got an uncontested easy lead at the head of affairs. And with a good jump at the third last, it looked as though Jim Draper's charge had nicked it and was going to skip merrily clear. But this Roy de France gunned him down very quickly from the second last down to the last, and he was well on top going over the final obstacle and on the running. And that was a decent effort, giving a good horse £11 on ground that probably was a little bit too soft for him as well. So I thought this was an excellent run from an upwardly mobile horse. His times have been pretty good. It's just the way he goes about his business. He looks uncomplicated. He looks as though he's improving. That said, he's not up against a bunch of mugs here today. I don't think this will be a stroll in the park, even though I am extolling his virtues. Corto Grand Mogul's a horse I've tipped before. He's a lovely horse. And, of course, Liz Dahl had a terrible shock over the weekend of losing her stable star in the shape of Levant Danton. So there wouldn't be any more apt winner than that one. It certainly would be only a slight compensation for connections if that horse was to win. But he's useful. He beat Bosman Rule by 32 wickets last time out, and that horse has subsequently won. Measure of My Dreams lowered the colours of stablemate Miel Shian at third his last time out, having jumped terribly. I've never seen a horse jump so bad and actually come out and win. He's a good horse in the making. And I think Paul Nolan has been sort of like lying very low recently, and he needs a good horse to kickstart his career again. He's got this Fine Article, who is a big, tall, chasing specimen. And on the evidence what we saw the other day at Limerick, he looks as though he's going to be plying his trade over the larger obstacles sooner rather than later. The likes of Fletcher, Keppel's Queen, Russian Bill, Chanteau Fly, they're all good horses in their own right. But I do think this Roy de France stands out. I'll be disappointed if he doesn't win. And judged by the activity in the markets this morning, so will all the punters.
OK, Roy de France then in the feature race for Anthony. Next up then at 3.10, we have a handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles. Anna Creaster is the 9-2 favourite for this one. The Party's Over is 11-2. It's 11-2 for Rebel Cry, 6-1 for Visible Light, 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. The market has it pretty close between the top four here, Andy. Who's the one for you?
Yeah, I'll keep this race short and sweet, which is a rarity for me. But I'll go with the Rebel Cry here from the Norman Lee stable. I thought this 8-year-old ran really well the other day down in Fairy House. And little did we know at the time that he was bumping into two horses who've subsequently gone on to boost the form in a major way, particularly the winner, Les Shane, of course, who won at Nace on Saturday and following up that victory at Fairy House. Back in second was Misty Lady, who looked all over the winner at Leopardstown on Sunday until Who's That came and had the final say in the argument on the running. So those two, first and second that day, have both boosted that form. Rebel Cry did really well to keep up with those two in the latter stages. Back in fourth as the Party's Over, I'd certainly give that one an each-way chance as well. But Rebel Cry definitely got the best form in the race, and hopefully he's got a good chance of finally breaking its duck over hurdles.
Okay, Rebel Cry in the 310. Then next up is a 2.5 mile chase at 340, and it's Willie Mullins Turban who's the 13-8 favourite for this one. Saddler's Floor is 11-4. Bailey Green 7-2. 4-1 for Ruby Light. 16s or bigger. The other two. Turban, the market leader here, has come second in a Grade Two over this trip before. Does he make the appeal to you today, Andy, or are you looking elsewhere?
Yeah, not particularly. I thought this race was quite difficult, really. A lot of these horses are on the downgrade. They've been round the block more times than the Tramp's Dog, and there's not much upside in many of them nowadays. They just seem to be flagging and ailing, and there's a lot of faith attached to their chances. You know, you're hoping them rolling back the years, and that's one of the reasons why probably I'm going to oppose the likes of Bailey Green and Ruby Light and Turban, who've got one or two convictions of late, and go with this Saddler's Floor, who, on a limited sample size that we've seen recently, could well be a bit of a dangerous floater here in this race. That second behind Grand Gesture, when Fox Rock was back in third, it certainly wasn't a shabby effort at all. Judged on the exploits, of course, of now Fox Rock, who finished a creditable second in the Hennessy. That form alone would give it a great chance. And I thought this horse ran a blinder in the Thyestes Chase at Garran, the big race, of course, of that track back on the 22nd of January, when making most of the running until flagging late on. The white flag was only raised once it jumped the third last, but he'd set the field a merry dance up until that point, and it was just a question of this horse not getting the trip. If you have a look at his career record, all its best form is in and around the 2.5 mile distance. And again, though, you know, it was up against horses like Jackadam. Now, Jackadam, of course, is going on to run in the Gold Cup, so this horse has run against a couple of Gold Cup prospects recently. So even the handicap mark suggests it's got plenty to find, obviously only rated 135. I actually think some of the ratings of the other horses is a little bit misleading. I don't actually think they're running up to their current marks at the moment. So I'm just going to avoid the ratings and go what I've seen with my eyes and go with this Saddler's Floor, who's definitely got the best form of late.
Okay, then, Saddler's Floor in the 340. Randy, next up then, we'll move to the penultimate race of the day at 4:15. This one, a handicap chase over 2 mile, 2 furlongs. And it's Black Zero who leads the market at 4-1. He chases a four-timer here today. Kilcarry Bridge is 5-1. It's 5-1 for Company Coming. Who Let the Dogs Out is 15-2. 8-1 for Winter Magic, and it's double figure prices or bigger. The rest, who gets the vote in the penultimate race?
Yeah, this is a trappy one, this one, Sam. Largely due to the fact there are three confirmed front runners in this race. And one of my main fancies on the figures is actually one of those front runners. I'm just worried that he's going to get softened up here and get involved in a bit of a protracted duel at the head of affairs. And the horse in question is Kilcarry Bridge, who set a merry dance at Ferry House the other day, went off at a real good pace and generated a very fast speed figure that in the end went the way of Malowney. But if he runs anywhere near that form, considering he was £15 out of the handicap that day and had little chance of winning, I thought there was a Herculean effort by Patrick Ryan's charge. Prior to that, he finished second here at this track behind the upwardly mobile Robert Tyner trained Leap Derg, so he goes well at the track. It's just whether he can shake off the likes of Company Coming and Ben Rouge, a couple of horses who like to bowl along as well at the head of affairs. I think if he can and he gets to the front and dominates, he's got every chance here of seeing it out, although it does, come with a little bit of a wealth warning attached. Black Zero's obviously been in great form. He'll certainly have no excuses here because he's going to get the run of the race. He's a horse that likes a strongly run race. He likes to sit in behind and stalk. And as I said, he's going to get the pace to shoot at. It's just whether that run, which came at just before and after the Christmas period, has left its mark because he hasn't run for 2 months. I like continuity horses when they're in form. I like them to keep going rather than have a break and then try and come back again. Which is a slight question mark over his chances. But this one's a real nasty one. I'm not totally convinced that my selection's the right one, like I say, due to the fact there are other front runners around him. But I'll stick with Kilcarry Bridge on the basis of his times, his form around the track, and that run last time out at Fairy House.
Fair enough then, Kilcarry Bridge in that one. The final race of the day from Clonmel comes up at 4:45. This one is a hunter's chase over 2.5 miles, and Court Frontier is the market leader at the time of recording at 2-1. Wish You Didn't is 9-4. It's 9-2 for Cadderwill. Harper is an 8-1 shot, and it's 12s or bigger prices. The rest, who gets the pick here, Andy?
Yeah, I'd probably have to go with this Court Frontier here. I'm not totally sure about what his last three runs in points and on and amounts to, but obviously the horse is in fantastic form, as we can see. He's won his last two. He quickened up really well last time out to win at Ballinboola. And he'd certainly got the best form of these and certainly the best speed figures of these when he was previously trained under rules by Conor O'Dwyer, of course. Conor now has stopped training, but I've downloaded all my speed figures, and Court Fronty has actually got six of the seven fastest times in this race. I've got of the ones who run under rule. So added on top of that, his prowess and his improvement all of a sudden in the point-to-point sphere, then it could be the recipe that we require in this particular race. Obviously trained by Alan Fleming as well, as a very good handler, as we all know, from his days under rules and indeed in the point-to-point sphere. So the combination of the numbers I've got, the fact that he's in great form, and judged by the market as well this morning, looks very strong in the market. I'd have to go with Court Frontier in the last.
Okay, Court Frontier then. In the final race of the day for Andy, if you could just spin us through, please, one more time, your seven selections for Clonmel on Tuesday.
Yeah, of course, Sam. Yeah, it doesn't look a bad little day today. I'll start off with I Knew Well in the first. I think his last two runs have been certainly up to the standard of what's required for this particular race here at Clonmel today. I like the way that Dumasia ran first time out at Leopardstown in what I think was a decent maiden hurdle. And this looks a weaker event today, so I'll go with her in the 2:05. And after the afternoon, he's definitely Roi de France. I'll be bitterly disappointed if he doesn't win, despite him being up against one or two very, very useful horses in their own right as well. 3:05, I'll stick with Rebel Cry, that form. And last time out at Fairy House, he's certainly the best, and I'd expect him to be in the frame at the very least. The form figure horse for me here, despite the rating suggestion, is Saddler's Floor. He's been up against the likes of Fox Rock and Jackadam of late, and I think he brings the best recent form into the table over fences. The 4:15, a trappy event. They're going to go really quick in this race, but I think that Kel Curry Bridge, if he gets to the front, has got every chance of making all. And in the final race, Court Frontier has been in fantastic form recently at the point-to-point field, and hopefully he can carry that forward under rules today and win the final race, the Maiden Hunter Chase.
Okay, excellent. There we are in the thoughts of William Hill Radio's Irish racing experts, Andy Holding, ahead of Tuesday afternoon's action from Clonmel. And do join us a little bit later on William Hill's Racing Radio with Dave Kellner, Ollie Pimlott and John Babb, bringing you all of the day's racing. We're also racing at Ayr, Fosslass and Sutherland as well, so do stick around for that. Thanks very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and good luck with the selections today at Clonmel.
Thanks, Sam. It's been great. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.